Welcome to the Boss Hijabipreneur podcast for women of faith in business looking to take their careers or businesses to the next level without compromising their faith. If you're ready to begin taking action on your entrepreneurship goals, learn tips, tools, and strategies to execute consistently and manifest the life of your dreams, this podcast is for you. I'm your host, Halima de Oliveira, business strategist, three-time author, using the fusion of faith and finances to lead female-led e-commerce brands to six and seven-figure revenue targets annually. Ready? Let's work. Tune into today's episode, Already in Progress. Welcome back to the Boss Hijabipreneur podcast. This is episode 56, How to Recover Professionally from a Personal Setback. First things first, do personal setbacks affect your business? I wouldn't be doing this episode if I didn't think so. They absolutely do. Anyone who says that they don't is honestly deluded. The intensity of how a personal setback will affect you is based on the individual, but you will be affected in some way. The important thing is to acknowledge what's happening. The purpose of this episode is to help you recover so your business doesn't suffer unnecessarily. Flashback to October 2019. This is for me. I had experienced setback after setback, both professionally and personally. I was not being taken seriously as a boss hijabipreneur. I wasn't being paid my worth. I had a few five-figure contracts fall through in a three-month period. I promise you, I was devastated. I was like, what is happening? What is going on? Contracts I was banking on to make my next strategic move happen. I learned not to put my eggs in one basket or a few baskets from this particular scenario. I had a close relative pass away. We were close in age, and that coupled together with her passing being unexpected, I was a wreck, I promise you. I can honestly say I trust God and know He is the best of planners. But with this situation, I came face to face with my own mortality. And I asked myself, what legacy was I leaving behind? And I asked myself a few more questions, but basically it made me rethink, just my entire existence. This personal setback taught me to do even more for me personally, and to also think about what I wanted to do professionally. What was the legacy, again, that I wanted to leave? I wanted to enjoy my life while doing for others without sacrificing myself. And it also made me take a look at my mental, physical, and financial health. Was I taking care of myself? And how could I do more to improve in these areas? I considered this my second awakening. So those of you who have been around for a while, you guys know my book, Not Without My Hijab. There was a first awakening, and that was the religious awakening. And I feel like this second awakening was me thinking about how my life professionally impacted my life personally, and how my life personally impacted my life professionally, and what could I do about it? So I launched the Boss Hijabi Planner the next month because it was the planner and program I needed to organize my own life as an e-commerce business owner and bitch strategist, and also personally. So, you know, for me, you guys know I talk a lot about faith. And so for me, the Boss Hijabi Planner helps you to make sure that faith is at the core of everything that you do. There's space in the planner for you to, you know, if you are Muslim, that you put the times that you prayed. So we pray five times a day. So there's a space in the planner that says, hey, did you pray this prayer? Did you pray this prayer? And someone who is of a different faith tradition can also utilize that, because it could be a time that you take a break and you say a prayer, you know, for yourself, for your circumstances, for someone else, whatever the case may be. But, you know, you can incorporate that into your day as well. But I launched the Boss Hijabi Planner for that purpose. I run a product and service-based business, so I needed a planner that took all of that in account. You can check out the planner if you're interested. You can check it out. Just type in the Boss Hijabi Planner at Amazon.com and you can check it out, and it'll be shipped to you in a couple of days. As you're listening, can you think of a setback or setbacks that completely paralyzed you? I'm sure as soon as you clicked on this episode, you knew exactly what setback was either happening right now, or you may have flashback to a setback that kind of changed the course and the trajectory of your life. So how did this affect you personally? How did it affect you professionally? On the outside, me personally, I looked like I was handling the passing of my family member well. Thank God for the Plan app. I was able to schedule my content for the 30 days I needed to grieve and heal, and just to reevaluate what I was doing personally and what I was doing professionally, and the whole faith, family, finances and wellness that came out of that time, just me rethinking, how I thought about faith, how I thought about everything that I was doing in my life. I had a few speaking engagements that month. So speaking engagements, are scheduled months and months and months in advance. And I remember, preparing for, my family member's funeral, and right smack dab in the middle of that, I had to go to, a speaking engagement. And I think I had like two or three speaking engagements that weekend. And then that Monday was the funeral services for that particular family member. So I was going through a lot, and it just looked like I was okay. But, I had the Plan app, and I was able to, schedule some things. So on the outside, on social media, my business was still in business, but personally, I was able to take a step back and, just grieve, heal, and like I said, reevaluate. I had these speaking engagements that I had to travel for, and I spoke at the speaking engagements. And then when I went back to my hotel room, I made sure I took care of myself and I checked in with how I was doing. It's one thing, as an entrepreneur, you're running on all cylinders. Your business has to continue to move forward no matter what's happening to you personally. If you sell products, especially essential products that people have come to know, love, and count on, you can't afford, if you're making the products yourself, you can't afford to take a step back in that way. You can't afford to not, be in the forefront of your business. So I gave myself time to grieve, and I gave myself time to check in with myself, like I said, every single day. The funny thing that happened is that I grieved every setback since the beginning of my career. This goes back to, my days as a corporate employee. I went all the way back, right? I was able to grieve, and I was able to really, journal and just think about what was going on. I journaled how each one of these experiences made me feel, and it helped me to find closure and heal, as well as understand that I need to schedule more time away from my business to exist. And I think that as females, we are pulled in so many different directions that I think that, this episode was something that I needed to talk about, because it's one thing, to on the outside, everything's smiley, everything is, good, but really on the inside, we're going through a lot of different things. And so it's important that, okay, we're bossy jabbypreneurs, but there are things that we have to take care of personally that help us to show up professionally. So we'll be right back. After the break, I'll share 11 tips to help you recover from a personal setback in your business. Be right back. Are 11 tips to help you recover from a personal or professional setback. Expect setbacks to happen. Realize setbacks are normal. The trick is to have a system or process in place for when they happen. Research the common types of setbacks personally and professionally. I love to give this advice. Do a fire drill. Plan what would you do in these mock scenarios. It will make it easier when they actually arise. It's important to have fire drills in your business in the different areas anyway, making sure that you have the right people in place, making sure that your, processes, procedures, et cetera, that you have in place, that they actually work when, these types of scenarios arise. The second is to get out of denial. I think I lived in this space, when my relative passed away. I think I lived in that space for a while. I kept asking why. I kept saying, I can't believe this. And, I was waking up, to the thought of, my family member is no longer here, and just, how unreal it was. And, I realized, that was, essentially denial, and I needed to, just come to terms with, her passing. So acknowledge what's happening. I did this for a long time, like I said, and my denial looked like me avoiding dealing with the setback. But what I learned by dealing with my most recent setback in 2019 is that you can't grow or evolve if you don't face your problems. I'm going to say that again. You can't grow or evolve if you don't face your problems. I know, like, say if you're having some type of financial setback, whether it's personally or in your business, the best thing that you can do is to write down, hey, what's everything that I owe? How much money am I making in my business? What do I need to do to increase the flow of money into my business so that I can pay back these debts, or so that, I can begin to, my business can begin to thrive personally, so that I can pay down this debt, and so that, I have a better, foothold on my finances, that I'm able to improve my credit score, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? So, setbacks and, pretending not to feel or be bothered by some of life's, setbacks, invites them to affect us deeply later. So, I think, I had gone through setbacks before, and this particular setback was so powerful and so strong that it allowed me to see what I was doing in the past and how the way that I was handling setbacks in the past was not serving me, and how some of those setbacks kind of came to haunt me, in the present. It was maybe something 3 or 4 years, in the past, but now it was affecting me, present day. And so I knew that I needed to deal with this particular setback head on so that I was not facing, some of the effects of it, or any of the effects of it later down on the road. And I think this, something that we can, think about is, sometimes we're involved in the same types of scenarios. Sometimes we may run into financial difficulty. We may have, another, relative pass away. It's just, a fact of life. People are born and people pass away. So it's a fact of life. So when a similar scenario pops up, how do you deal with it, right? So how do you prepare for it, and then how do you deal with it? So change your thinking. That's number three. So it's easy to get down on yourself, to for us to get down on ourselves. I want to tell you, don't get down on yourself. Please, 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 don't get down on yourself. Think positively. Think about the good times you had with the person that may have passed away in my particular scenario. Think about the positives of your business. Think about, the things that you learned, from a financial setback, or for some different type of, business, setback. Think about your setback as an opportunity to improve processes and procedures. So, for instance, for me, I needed to take that 30 days. So that meant that I needed my business basically running on autopilot. I would check in, a couple of hours a day or whatever, but I was not, in my business the way that I'm normally in my business. I even told some of my clients that, hey, your work is going to get done, but that extra, boost and that extra stuff that happens, it can't happen right now. It also made me see the need for, having a larger team. So whereas, my team only handled certain things, in that month, it showed me that I needed my team to take on more. And, I needed to take a step back. So it was a positive in that it made me, understand that, my team, I needed to rely on my team more. I needed to delegate more to my team and even hire, more team members at the time. So it was a good exercise. Not only personally, I was able to grieve and heal, but also professionally, I was able to kind of create this fire drill scenario. If this happened again, how would, my company, how would, it be handled? A great book I highly recommend is Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life by Brian Tracy. And, this is about positive thinking. This is about, taking your life to the next level and how changing your thinking, will help you with that. The number four is accept the situation or accept responsibility, right? So some things are happening to us, right? Or, happening, and they're outside of our control. Like someone passing away is outside of our control, but a financial setback may be within our control. There are some that are out of our control, but then there are some that, hey, wait a minute, you made, a poor decision here. And so, this is the, the impact of that particular, scenario. So, let's face it, some personal setbacks are not our fault. A divorce is another one, right? So that's something that may impact you professionally as well, especially if you have smaller children. I know when I ran my cleaning business, I actually got divorced right in the middle of, my cleaning business. And so, for me, I had to kind of change my schedule around with different clients and that kind of thing so that I could be there for my children at certain times when they got out of school and that kind of thing. But the positive of that is, again, I hired another team, right? So I had my team of four. We were rocking it out, but it made me hire another team of four so that it freed me up where I was no longer working in the business. I was working on my business. So some of these setbacks, they're sad and, we need the time to grieve and to heal. But sometimes they're actually sent to help us. They're sent to help us, rethink, the way that we are doing things. So poor financial or business investments are example of ones within your control. So accept responsibility and do better, right? Number five, don't be afraid to ask for help. This goes to the hiring the team. This also goes to, who you contact when you go through a setback. So who can you call? Ask yourself this question. Write it at the top of a piece of paper. Who can you call when a personal setback threatens to affect you personally and professionally? And the person who handles, the personal side may not necessarily be the person that handles the professional. And I think that you need both. And the reason why you need both is because professionally, only a person that is another person that is in business is going to understand your need or your desire to want to, operate in your business, but the personal side of them is going to understand, no, you kind of need to, scale it back. You need to take a step back, right? So so you need a few biz besties and personal besties so to help keep you focused while you're focused on healing, etc. It will also help you to think outside the box and come up with a fresh perspective on your setback. Do you have a team you can delegate your tasks or responsibilities to that will give you more time to work on your own, analysis and healing? Like, me being able to take a step back in October 2019 actually produced another product for my business. It helped me to manage my business better. It also helped me to take some things off of my plate while I was healing. And also personally, it helped me, like I said, to grieve, to heal, but it also helped me to realize, you know what, I need to be doing something different personally as well. I need to, my desire to enjoy my life more was there. And that particular scenario let me know, hey, we are not promised tomorrow. And if we are not promised tomorrow, what are some of the things that I would like to do that I'm not currently doing because I'm so involved in my business or I'm so, entrenched in my business? So assess and analyze. What happened could be an event that triggered you, right? So it could be in a, what happened? It's important to assess what happened. It's important to dissect what happened. It's important to, go over the different scenarios. And it's important to assess what happened because assessing what happened is facts. It doesn't, bring in the emotion, right? So sometimes we get emotional, and when we get emotional, we think about things in a way that maybe it's not the truth. Maybe it's not actually what happened. We can go into victim mode and the victim mentality and, why is this happening to me? Woe is me, right? Instead of taking back our power and saying, what am I learning from this particular thing happening? And it's happening for me. So what is it can I learn? What can I apply from this lesson? So going back into that is perspective is everything, right? So know that setbacks won't last. That's number one. Speak to other business owners who are in business and have experienced personal or and or professional setbacks. Ask them how they handle their setback and speak to as many other entrepreneurs as you can. Process their stories. This will help you put your own in perspective and possibly give you insight into how you can handle yours. So focus on learning from, and that's number eight. So focus on learning from your setback. Character is revealed. And I cannot tell you that this happened to me too. So, character is revealed in your adversity. And, probably the year prior, I went through another type of, setback. And with that setback, there were things that I discovered about myself personally, and then where there were things that I discovered about myself professionally that I was like, you know what? I don't want this character. I don't want this behavior to continue. And so I had to do something about it. And so that was a part of that introspection and then putting into action, hey, this is the Halima that I want to be, and I don't want a particular scenario or a particular situation to impact me in this way again. So what do I need to do? And that is part of perspective and getting out of that victim, mentality and being proactive and getting back into the driver's seat, of your life and saying, hey, things happen. We can control ourselves. We can control what we think. We can control our actions, but we cannot control other people, and we cannot control the actions or the thinking of other people. And so, perspective, it's important to put things into perspective. Speak with other business owners. Again, ask them how they handle it. Focus on your learning. Will I choose to grow bitter or get better? And so that was one of the things that, like I said, the year prior to 2019, is I asked myself, will I allow this to make me bitter or will I allow this to make me better? And even if it's a particular scenario or a circumstance where you didn't do anything wrong, right? It wasn't something that you did, right? Maybe the blame or the situation was caused by another person, another party, another business, or whatever the case may be. We can choose to go into victimhood and say, the woe is me, or we can choose to say, you know what? I'm going to choose to look at this from a positive perspective and say, what did this teach me? How can I not, run into the same type of situation? How were there warning signs? Were there, like in 2019 with the, those invoices that didn't get paid or those contracts that fell through? Did I see warning signs? And the answer is an emphatic yes to each one of those three scenarios. Yes, I saw the warning signs. Yes, I saw that the contract wasn't going to go through. But because I was so focused on the, what these, five-figure contracts were going to do for my business, what I was going to be able to do, I bypassed those and I put my eggs in those three baskets, right? And I didn't, keep looking, right? I stopped at those three things and I didn't keep looking for more opportunities, more five-figure contracts. I didn't keep looking because I was like, yes, these are going to happen. And what I learned from that is, one, God is the best of planners. We could do all the planning we want. We could have all of our ducks in a row, but God is the best of planners. So one, I learned that, and to just hand everything over to God even more than what I was doing, right? And then the second thing was is that I learned to keep working, and don't just stop at, what I see. Keep going and keep going because we don't know, what is going to happen. So number nine, a setback doesn't not mean quit. I'll be honest with you. In 2018, 2019, I was rethinking my whole life. I was just like, is BUNHD, what is it doing? Is this, should I continue on this path? What should I be doing? And, of course, in the beginning, all you see is the negative and just like, oh man, what am I doing? Right. But then the second thing is you can just rephrase those questions and rephrase them from a positive perspective. And then that's how I was able to write, what I really and truly wanted BUNHD to do and be, and what I wanted for my clients. And the moment that switch flicked, specifically in 2019, it was like the floodgates opened and all these clients started coming in. And I was just so amazed by how all I did was reverse the question, and I reversed it from a positive perspective versus a woe is me type of perspective. And as soon as I did that, literally that month, I started getting the clients that I wanted to work with versus the clients that just happened to find my page and, oh, let me see what she's able to do for me. I started attracting the clients, not only that I wanted to help, but that I could truly help because they were showing up in the way that they needed to show up to, receive my coaching and also for them to progress in their business. And by God's grace and mercy, I've been going at it ever since 2019, just constantly improving. Revenue is going up. You know, the impact of my business, alhamdulillah, you know, God, you know, just all praise to the Most High, is going up. And so I'm so excited for what's next. I'm more excited than I was in 2019. And I was excited, but now I'm even more excited because I'm being more intentional with my, you know, with the projects and with the clients that I'm working with. And because I'm being intentional on the front end, on the back end, I'm intentionally receiving what it is that I deserve, essentially. So find new inspiration. Reading articles or watching YouTube videos help me to replenish. I know it sounds boring, but I really do. I really enjoy self-help. You know, I really enjoy learning new things. You know, I enjoy, you know, just interacting with other people that are in my niche, or, you know, in my, you know, industry. And so, you know, I like it. Whatever floats your boat, don't judge me, don't judge me, right? So, you know, exercise also gives me time away from electronics, which give me the opportunity to think freely. I cannot tell you, when I'm on my run in the mornings, I cannot tell you how many ideas just come flying, you know, from every different direction. And I'm like, wait, you know, I've got to stop my running. I go off to the side, you know, I type those ideas and then, you know, I get back on the track. And but it's important for me to write those down because girl is not remembering those later. But anyway, that's a topic for another day. But they allow me to think freely and they spark ideas and solutions to problems both personally and professionally. Another thing that you can do is change your morning routine. So if you have been on a morning routine and you love it, but you're not necessarily seeing the return on your investment. So you're not necessarily seeing, you know, your business go up. Maybe your faith, you know, is going down. Change your routine. You know, maybe, you know, go to bed a little bit earlier. So especially with prayer. So if you're waking up and you want to pray to Hajjid or you want to pray, you know, it's just some type of additional prayer in the morning and you're having trouble, you know, waking up in the morning, change the time that you go to bed, make that intention before you go to sleep that you want to be up for Tahajjud or, you know, your an additional morning prayer, or you want to meditate before, you know, prayer time, before Fajr time. Make sure that you're going to sleep a little bit earlier so that you're more refreshed and you're able to wake up at that time. Yes, you can set alarms, but there's nothing like waking up naturally. There's nothing like being able to wake up naturally where you got your full, you know, 8 hours of sleep, right? And now you can wake up and you can, you know, just, you know, be productive, you know, for the day. You can get your additional prayers and meditation and all that good kind of stuff in, but you got your full 8 hours of sleep, right? So know that, you know, a setback does not mean quit. Another thing that you can do is you can have a push week and focus on dealing with the setback. So for example, you know, an employee quits, a close relative passes away, right? Insert your scenario, whatever it is here, and, you know, have a push week. So this is going back to a setback does not mean quit. Go back to, you know, that particular scenario and have a push week where you kind of, you know, put everything else on the back burner and you're just focusing on, you know, the setback and how it affected you personally and then how you can put systems and processes and procedures in place to, you know, help your business, right, recover from the setback. And also to understand that just because you had a setback doesn't mean that you quit. Maybe a manufacturer, you know, stopped manufacturing your products. Maybe, you know, something, you know, a product is on back order. This happens all the time. I deal with businesses all the time. And we have to, you know, develop a strategy on how we're going to deal with a shortage on bottles or how we're going to deal with a shortage on fabric or how we're going to deal with a manufacturer who suddenly went out of business and now we've got to go find a new manufacturer. Well, the thing to do is to have more than one manufacturer going at the same time for your collection. So I just gave you a freebie answer, but that's one of the things that there. So going back to number 10, which is find new inspiration. I was talking about reading the articles, watching YouTube videos and all that kind of stuff. So changing your morning routine. And then do you have an office? Right. So sometimes, looking at the same, four walls all the time. I know it happened to me, especially in quarantine. So what I did is I bought this moving desk inside of quarantine to where I could move around and go to different places, different corners, of the house, so that, I could feel like I was in a new space. Right. So we couldn't go outside. I couldn't go to an office space. Right. But I could, move it around, so I had a different viewpoint, every so often, right? So every couple of weeks, I would just change where my desk was or change where it was facing, and I really enjoyed the moving desk. Perhaps you head to your local coffee shop now that things are open. Perhaps you let head to your local coffee shop and you work from there, right? This is even if you have an office space that you rent every single month, like a WeWork or something like that. Even if you have that, still, maybe a couple of times a month, get out of the WeWork office and go to a local coffee shop and just work there. And please come back and let me know if that helped you. So you can go to a local park, you can go to a library if it's a quiet work or a quiet task that you were doing only, right? Because we got to be quiet, in the library. And you'd be surprised how doing something that is non-work related can also inspire your work. I mentioned when I'm running, like, man, I get so many different ideas that help me in my own business, but also help my clients too. Oh, so number 11, and this is very important, and this is why I saved this one for last. Time to organize. Get your life, sis. Okay. This is the time to get your life. Okay. Figuratively and literally, personally and professionally. What needs to get done? Write that down. Use your planner or calendar and give yourself a few tasks each day that will help you achieve your big goals. Take a step back to make this a part of your daily, weekly, and monthly process. Of course, annually, right? You want to have, your overarching goals for the year from your overarching goals from the year. Then you plan quarterly, then you plan monthly, then you plan weekly, then you plan daily. I know that's a lot, but when you get the Bossy Jabby planner, that's actually how the planner is structured. So just something for you to think about. Are you allowing life to happen to you, or are you showing up and telling life what you want out of it? What experiences would you like to have? Show up and start making decisions as the woman that would have these experiences. We'll be right back. My inspirational quote of the week: then we exchange in place of the bad condition good until they increased and prospered and said, our fathers also were touched with hardship and ease, so we seized them suddenly while they did not perceive. Quran, chapter 7, verse 95. Ibn Kathir said in his tafsir, we change the hardship into prosperity, disease and sickness into health and well-being, and poverty into richness and provision, so that they may be thankful to Allah for this, but they were not. I pray you see Allah's, God's mercy, and know verily after hardship comes ease, and you make a plan, system, and or process on how you will handle some of life's and business setbacks. May you be successful. Ameen. Inshallah, come back next week for episode 57, How to Create a Productive CEO Morning Routine. Peace. Assalamu alaikum. This has been another spectacular episode of Boss Hijabipreneur, brought to you by BUNHD LLC and the Not Without My Hijab stage play. To find out more about services for women of faith in business and the next city up on the tour, visit www.BUNHD.com. It is our hope here at BUNHD that after each episode, you will be empowered to have a deeper connection in your spirituality, personal, and business relationships. As women of faith, we have a responsibility to learn our religion, apply it to our daily lives, and to make a positive contribution in our local and global community.